Good morning. My guest this morning is Rich Rubin from the Pegasus Theater Company. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning.
Well, I have interviewed people about the Tapas show at this theater, and you're on. What is it? How does it work?
Tapas is a collection of short, about 10-minute plays, all different kinds of plays, comedy and more serious, from Bay Area playwrights.
All from Bay Area playwrights?
Yes. It's the 12th year of Tapas for Pegasus, so it's a long-standing tradition with the company.
Are any of the playwrights repeaters? That is, have they had shows in the Tapas group before?
You know, I'm new with Pegasus, so I couldn't tell you for sure, but from what I've heard some of the other directors saying, oh, yeah, I loved his piece a few years ago.
Apparently,
some of them are repeats.
What's the show you're directing?
I'm directing a show called The Genesis Project by Christian Simonson. It's a very fun play. It looks like, I don't want to give too much away, but it looks like your typical office setting. But we find out very quickly that these four people in the office are angels, and the freelance job they've scored from the boss, who is God, is the creation of the world. It's very,
that's
very
great.
Funny.
And you're doing all of this in a 10-minute show, right?
Yes.
What about a couple of others to illustrate the variety?
There's one very sweet, interesting play called The Fairy Door, which is about two old friends, both women, one of whom has just bought a house after a pretty nasty breakup, and they discover that there's this weird fairy door in the house, and the woman who's just bought the house is trying her best to keep her friend from pursuing that subject any further, but her friend's really curious, and it turns out that it is an actual door to the fairy kingdom.
Oh, great.
So it's really fun.
Right.
There's another one about an older woman whose son is basically trying to get her booted out of her apartment so he can gentrify it and sell it for a higher price.
Right.
Whether he succeeds or whether she's too smart for him, I'll leave to the audience to discover.
Well, it's interesting to hear you describe these plays. There's a sense in which these plays are like jokes. I mean, there is a one premise that steers the show, and because it only has to steer it for 10 minutes, it can be fairly unusual. Kind of premise.
That's true, although that's not to say that there isn't a great deal of depth to some of these characters.
They're
amazingly well developed for such short pieces.
Yes, and that is really another good thing about it, is that I'm sure that the temptation, I mean, you must get a lot of 10-minute comedies in the submissions for Tapas, and I'm sure the temptation is to just do all comedic shows.
And that's really not what's happening in Tapas. I would say they're about half and half between comedy and serious. You know, a joke of a premise won't carry 10 minutes. It'll carry one minute.
Yeah.
So there has to be something more going on in the play.
Have you seen these shows before as an audience member? Not the ones that are being directed here, but the Tapas programs?
I haven't, because I'm new in Sonoma County.
Oh, you're new in the county as well.
But
where are you from?
I was in Philadelphia for almost 15 years and New York for 20 years before that.
Right. Thank you, Rich, for coming in. And let's tell people that this is Tapas. If you're familiar with the theater company, you will certainly be familiar with Tapas. It opens on September 21st, plays through October 7th at Mount Jackson Masonic Lodge in Guerneville, which is 3rd and Church Streets. For information, I think the easiest thing to tell you is that you can get your tickets at brownpapertickets.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.